Hello, everybody. Welcome. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So lots of great things to go over with everybody today, as usual. And just starting out, looking at the stats, I know last week I told you guys that the numbers were low. And sure enough, they sure are. Basically, when it comes down to it, last week there were 782 houses that sold, and the week before I think was right around 400. So it was almost doubled this week than it was previously. And the reason for that is obviously the end of the month. So that's always something that there's more numbers that sell at that point in time. So 782 houses last week and 249 condos. So quite a few, obviously. So when you're looking at the under 250 in the houses, there were 106 and 134 condos. Basically, the houses, they sold for $3,056 under asking price, and the condos sold at $3,046 under asking price. So it looks like the amount that everything is going, you know, above or below asking price is pretty consistent in both houses and townhouses this week. So, like I said, it was 3,000 under, and so that's about 1.5% under asking. So when you're out there considering making a move and making an offer on that, that's about what you have to play with. When it comes between 250 and 300, there were 87 houses and 38 condos. And in that price range, the houses went for $1,000 under asking, and the condos went for $600 under asking. So again, right about right where it's at. Now, between 300 and 400, there were 228 houses that sold, and there were 47 condos, and the houses, they sold about $600, actually $572 above asking, whereas the condos went for about $800 under asking. So everything is hovering really close to what the asking prices are, as usual. When you come to between 400 and 500, there were 165 houses and 24 condos. The houses went right at asking. They were only off by $215. And then the condos, they went 4,000 under asking, which was about 1%. So roughly, again, very close to what everything is going on there. Then between 500 and a million, there were 158 houses that sold in that price point, only five condos. The houses went like $1,700 under asking, so that's like less than about a third of a percent is really what that was, and the condos went for $3,000 under asking, so a little bit under, but not too much. And then over a million, there were 38 homes that sold, and the price under asking on that was $60,000. There was one townhouse or one condo that sold, and that one sold for $125,000 under asking. So again, when you're over a million, you've got a little bit more negotiating room because there's more properties that are on the market and less that are actually being sold. So basically, the bottom line is, again, if you're under $1 million and you're purchasing a home or a condo or a townhouse or anything in the Central Florida area, you're going to have to be within 1% or 2% on any price point except for that over a million. So it's pretty interesting all the way around as usual. So the median price for single family homes is at $387,000, pretty close. We're getting pretty close to $400,000 there. And the median price on condos, townhouses, and villas is at $235,000. So they're a lot less money, obviously. Not as many of them out there, not as many of them selling. Again, the single family homes is kind of the bread and butter and what most people want. And that's kind of, you know, what the scoop is. And again, these are for Orange, Osceola, Lake, and Seminole counties all combined is what we're talking about. So a lot of opportunities out there if you do want to purchase. And the thing is that when you're always looking at the inventory and you're hearing there isn't any inventory and all that kind of thing, that really means that the houses are coming and going very quickly. It's not that there aren't any properties to buy or sell. I mean, they're coming on the market all the time on a daily basis. There's always new houses coming on the market, but sometimes they're going off just as fast as they come on. So You have to be aggressive in this market if you're a buyer, and if you're a seller, I think you have to be patient because you have to let the market, do what it's going to do in order for you to make the most money in everything of what's going on out there. So, one of the things that I ran into that I think is absolutely very, very interesting in showing what's going on in real estate out there. Basically, as an investor, if that's something that you want to do, there are a lot of opportunities out there as investors because the rentals are high and everything, and there are opportunities for flips and that kind of thing as well out there. But more the buy and hold is probably your best return on investment today. So when you're looking at how many homes are going to investors nationally, 18% is what is being sold to investors today, about 18%, which I think is absolutely crazy that that's such a high number. So that's almost 20% of the houses that are being sold are going to investors. In Orlando, the number that are being sold to investors is 23.5%. So that is over 20%. It's 23%, So one in five houses is going to an investor today in Central Florida. So basically, when you're looking at it and you're thinking, oh my gosh, there's a lot of competition and everything out there, and that's why there's so many times where cash is king and wins and all of that kind of thing when it comes to actually putting in an offer. So when you're looking at it, there's a lot of things that you can do to make sure that your offer is accepted, and we definitely want to work with you on that. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, what I've been talking about is the homes that are going to investors, and it's about 18% nationally, 23.5, I think it was. Yeah, 23.5 here in Orlando. And part of the reason that it's going is that increasing home prices are fueled by an intense housing shortage that have created opportunities for investors to reap big profits. So that's one of the things that are going on. And then that's pushed more Americans to rent, which also creates more opportunities for investors because investors typically turn the homes they purchase into rentals, and now they can charge higher rents. So, and like we've talked about in the past, that the average monthly rentals rose 10.7% year over year in September, which is the fastest growth in at least 2 years, while the median home sale price increased 13.9%. So it's kind of a great opportunity for people to get a house, hang on to it, get good income coming in when they're renting it out. And then also because of the increase in the sales prices, when they do go to sell it, they've got a bonus and some wins that they've got on that end as well. And there's a lot of cash rich investors out there that are taking the housing market by storm. And then also as well, there's many individual home buyers that have found it tough to compete as a result. So when investors are investing, they're three in four, 74.4% of them, there are single family homes that they're buying. And high priced homes made up 30.8% of investor purchases. So investors are buying higher priced homes now. And the mid-range homes were one third of everything that was purchased. And so they like to buy homes that are basically where there are the people, which this area obviously is and makes a good thing for an investor. So if you're just joining us, you can and you want to get a hold of us, all you have to do is call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm From Your Home Sold, Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So looking at what's going on out there in regards to people's preferences and what they want to do when it comes to buying and selling real estate is that we found that the buyer's preferences have changed quite a bit throughout this whole pandemic and everything. And so what has happened is that long-held ideas about work, home, and commute times have been upended, and 41% of Americans would take a pay cut to live in a more affordable location. So basically, you know, Americans had beliefs that their home has to or can be, and they're calling it the Great Resignation. That's the movement of people leaving the workforce during the pandemic, and they don't feel tethered to one place anymore. And 41% of employed Americans would be willing to take a pay cut or accept a new job with a lower salary in order to move to a more affordable location. So I found that was fascinating. And they wanted to find out what was on the home buyers and sellers' minds. And it found that younger generations are more inclined than older ones to live in a more affordable location, even if it means taking a lower salary. So household sizes are continuing to expand. And so 41%, people, you know, an age group is what they said overall, but between 18 and 34, 51% of the people would actually go ahead and make that kind of change. Between 35 and 44, 47%. Between 45 and 54, 32% would do it. And between 55 and 64, only 27%. Which is quite a difference compared to up to 47% between 35 and 44. So the main places where they're headed are Miami, Atlanta, and Austin, Texas. Those are the top locations where they're going. And what they're finding is that the home selling process is becoming less intimidating today than it was before. And a third of Americans would like a program that offers benefits to a seller, such as no upfront costs for renovations, an instant cash offer, or additional listing exposure. And the good news is we have all of those things available if that's something that you're looking for. So there are programs out there that you don't have to have any upfront costs, that you actually can renovate the home that you're in before you put it on the market if you want to do that and get top dollar. There are a lot of ways that we can get you instant cash offers out there, and then there's additional listing exposure and all those kinds of things that happen as well. So basically, you know, the real estate market, I think in a lot of ways, is being turned around. And so you kind of have to be on the cutting edge of knowing what's going on. You know, as a buyer or a seller out there, you're looking at what's the bottom line for you in regards to how much money can you put in your pocket, or as a buyer, what's your monthly payment going to be, and all of those kinds of things. And we definitely, have things that are changing out there. Like I had mentioned a couple of weeks ago, is that there are programs out there now that even if you're getting a loan, you can put an offer in with a cash, you know, with another company, you know, backing it up. And one of the companies is actually a lender. And so it doesn't really cost you any additional fees to do that because they know that they're the one that's going to do the loan for you. So they'll let you use their assets of cash to put in a cash offer, and they've already gone through and decided, you know, from an appraisal standpoint, how all that's going to work and everything like that. So there's a lot of things that are changing. And so as a result of that, you know, we're right on the forefront with all of that. And I think it's better for the consumer. I think there's a lot of things that are changing that are for the good, that are going to make things more streamlined and make things where you've got choices and that you can decide. And it's not just one size fits all kind of thing when it comes to buying or selling your home. You have a lot of options of how you can do it to make it easier on you and depending on what your situation is. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Your Home Sold, Guaranteed Realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, when it comes down to it, the consumer is the king in every situation, obviously. And so whatever information that you want is something that we can get you on real estate website. The top features that homeowners are looking for is that give them an estimated sale price for their home. And the thing that you have to know on those estimated sale prices of your home, they can be right on target or they can be off. You have to remember that the people that are doing this or the machines that are doing this basically have not seen your home. And there is a big difference of seeing your home in person and just doing these automation value methods and all that kind of thing to come up with what a value is. Now you're going to come up with something that's fairly close in your neighborhood, and you're going to come up with something that, but it's like if you've got a lot of attention that you should do to your house, or if you've paid a lot of attention, more attention than your neighbors, then that's going to be something that you're going to want to make sure that you've covered and everything as well. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold, guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, the bottom line is, as I said, is that there's a lot of options out there as a buyer or a seller of different ways that you can do it so that if you don't want anyone in your house, you don't have to have them. If you want to, make top dollar, you might want to have more people into your house so that you can create that bidding war and auction effect and that kind of stuff. But maybe you just want to move and you don't want to deal with it. And so there's options for you to do that too. So I just want to make sure that everybody is aware of basically all of those options and that there are options out there for you. Another thing that's going on today that's I think is another funny thing that's out there, that basically housing is going to the dogs and cats and other pets and all that when you're looking at the trends in real estate. That basically what's happening is that finding a place for the pet is one of the most significant impacts that millennials have on today's housing industry. That their decisions are really made on this. And I've worked with a lot of renters, I've worked with a lot of buyers, that is absolutely important to them. I mean, there are so many people that want to have a fenced-in yard or at least know that they can fence in the yard for their pets. I mean, it's just something that makes sense for them. And so if you're going to do that or you want to do that, obviously, that's something that you have to do and has to be available out there. And one of the biggest challenges, I think, when you're renting is to find a property that's the right one that your pet can fit in and you don't have any problems with it. Because on top of basically your regular rent, they are charging now pet deposits that are a lot more. Some rental contracts are actually adding more money for your pets that you ha they have an increase in the regular rental rate. And the whole reason for all of that is because, there are damages that some pets can do. And so the people that own the homes want to make sure that they're covered if in the event that something happens. So a lot of those pet deposits are non-refundable, which kind of seems, extreme and that kind of thing, because if they don't ever do any problem, you've just given up some of your hard-earned money because you had a pet. And basically, it coming down to that at least 46% of the homeowners today have at least one dog, and 34% have at least one cat. And when it comes to renters, it's not too much different, that 46% of renters have pets, and 48% said allowing pets is a requirement for their next rental. Very, very important for people to have their pets with them. And even though it costs more money, they're willing to pay that money to be able to have their pets. So it's kind of something that when you're talking to a lot of homeowners, they're like, I'm not sure I want a pet to be in there, but that's going to be your best bet in getting your highest dollar, obviously. So to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm From Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So I've been talking to a lot of people lately that have said, hey, it's December, and so, you know, are people really putting their houses on the market? And, you know, is there anything happening out there? And they think because the holidays is here, it's not happening. But the thing is that that's not necessarily true. What I found, excuse me, what I found is that basically what it comes down to is that there are people that are putting their houses on the market today, even though, you know, it may not be necessarily as many people that are probably going to put their house on the market in January. There are houses that are going on the market today and they're going off the market just as quick. And basically, you know, traditionally, we have always had our lowest month of the year is January. And that's because people are so busy in December with all of the holiday trimmings and things and everything that they're doing that you don't have necessarily as many people going out and looking at houses. And basically, to a certain extent, that's true. So that provides an opportunity for the people that have been in competition with a lot of people that there aren't as many people out in December. But what I found with the houses that we're putting on the market and watching the market and what's happening is that they are still going just as quickly, even though it's December. So if you've been looking for a house before and you were struggling to get your offer accepted, I mean, first of all, I don't think you should have to put in a lot of offers to get one accepted. I mean, I think you need to put it in the right way and make that happen so that your offer stands out above all the other offers. And so that's one thing, obviously, that you need to do. But the second thing that you need to really look at is, you know, when it comes down to it, is that where do you want to be in January or February or whatever? And basically, when it comes down, the time is right, then that's the time for you to move. I know that there's some people that I'm working with that their lease is up at the end of January. And obviously, with their lease being up, you're coming to that time where it's crunch time and you really need to make a decision. The average home takes somewhere between usually about 30 days to close. The quickest that I've seen things close is, you know, 48 hours. And that's if somebody is paying cash. But if you need to have an estoppel from some kind of a community association or something, you usually need about 15 days in order to make that happen. And then outside of that, you can just go ahead and, you know, close as quickly as possible. And then on top of that, that when people are getting loans, generally it's around 30 to 45 days. And every lender is different. I mean, we've got some lenders that we work with that do it very quickly in 21 days. And then others take their time and take a little bit longer. And the biggest thing that it comes down to holding up the closing with most lenders is usually the appraisal. And so we like to make sure that that gets ordered right away or ordered very quickly, because when they're doing that appraisal, then we know that, you know, that everything's going to go forward. Now, there's some lenders out there that want to wait until the last minute to put in an appraisal request. And since the appraisers are so busy, it gets backed up and then it delays the closing. So you definitely want to make sure that you're moving sooner rather than later in order to make all of those things happen. And basically, you know, there are different timelines and things that are happening and going on, you know, throughout the process. And basically, there's a lot of things that can happen when you're going through this process. And like I've said many times before, we're like the duck, that we're just going along really smoothly. And that's the way that it should look to you. But underneath, you know, it's like we're paddling away and putting out fires and doing all kinds of things to make sure that the property actually closes on time. So anyway, if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about today is our free report, and we didn't get to it last time, so I'm glad that we have plenty of time to get to it today. And basically, when you're looking to buy your first home or trading up to a larger one, there are many costs on top of the purchase price that you must figure into your calculation of affordability. These extra fees, such as taxes and other additional costs, could surprise you with an unwanted financial nightmare on closing day if you're not informed and prepared. So what we've got is we've got this free report that's the 13 extra costs to be aware of before buying a home, and you don't have to talk to anybody. If you want to get this report, you could just call our 800 number. Well, it's 833, and get this report. You don't have to talk to anybody. Just leave an email address or an address, and we'll get it right off to you. So that number is 833-535-8081, extension 1008. Again, that's 833-535-8081, extension 1008. So, in order to relieve the stress and know everything in regards to what's going on, I mean, we have a similar report that we do for sellers that we can actually put in your address, the price that you're going to sell it for, and come out with what the costs are and what it's going to cost you when everything's all said and done in selling your homes. I mean, there are stamps on the deed. That's estate tax that you can't avoid. I mean, that obviously has to be paid. There's title insurance that ensures that you're giving clean title to the new buyer. And in this area, that is paid for 99% of the time by the seller. And so you've got those fees, and then there's title search fees. There's estoppel fees, which estoppel is in a homeowners association to make sure that you're up to date, if there's any transfer fees, and to make sure that it gets out of your name and into the new person's name. So all of those things are just for sellers, and then buyers have their own extra costs as well. And one thing is obviously insurance, that when you're getting insurance on a property, you usually have to pay a full year in advance. And so that's a closing fee that you have that maybe you weren't anticipating, and that's an extra $1,000, $1,200, $2,000, depending on what you get for your insurance on your property, that you're definitely going to have to pay. And then on top of that, when you have the bank collecting money from you throughout the year, so that next year you can pay the homeowners insurance and the taxes without having a big pop and everything, then basically you're going to have that situation where you can go ahead and you're going to have that situation where you can go ahead and have everything saved for you, but when you go to close, they're going to collect a few months in advance of both taxes and insurance so that there's always going to be enough money in that escrow account. So that's just one thing when we're talking about the extra fees that come into that are highlighted on this report. Another thing that's in this report is an appraisal fee. And when you are getting a loan, they generally require that you get an appraisal. Some of them are being able to be done today. With what they consider drive-by appraisal, if the price seems reasonable enough in some ways, just like you can get a sense of what your value is of your home by just looking at it at an online site, you can do kind of the same thing with appraisals, is what they're kind of testing. And so I haven't had the privilege of doing any of them where they actually do this. Everybody that we've had get a loan, they've done it the old-fashioned way, where the appraiser goes out, looks at the property, compares it to the comparables in the neighborhood, and that kind of thing. So that obviously costs money, and the money on that is somewhere around 400 to 600, and maybe even more, depending on what kind of property and everything that you're buying. But an appraisal fee is definitely something that is an additional fee for the buyer when you're definitely getting a loan. And so that's usually when your money is tightest, right? When you're getting a loan. So next thing is property taxes that we talked about. They're paid in arrears. So if you buy your house in January, it's going to be kind of a clean slate, not a whole lot going on there in property taxes. But basically, you want to make sure that you're protected and that you know on a monthly basis what you have to spend on that. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. You can find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we will see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm From Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So I was going over our free report that we've got today, and basically the name of it is 13 Extra Costs to Be Aware of Before Buying a Home. And again, you don't have to talk to anybody. You can just leave us your email address or address, and we'll get it right off to you. And the number is 833-535-8081, extension 1008. So we went over the appraisal fee is something that you're going to have, property taxes in January, which is when most of the time that you're going to be purchasing a home now. If you're going to be going out there now, it's not going to be too much of an issue because taxes are paid in arrears. And when you close, they're going to actually go ahead and put those property taxes are going to be paid. So you're not going to have to worry about it. But if you are getting a loan, a lot of times the bank wants a couple of months in advance of the property taxes. So when the time comes to pay, they have plenty of money in the account to do that. So that's something that you definitely need to be aware of. And just in a side note on property taxes, that if you are out there and it is December 12th today, and you're thinking that, hey, I might actually want to buy a house. One reason that people want to get it done in December and maybe not in January is because you're going to get that homestead exemption if it is a house for yourself. And so if you're a Florida resident and you're going to be living in the house full time, then you get a homestead exemption. It kind of makes it so that the property taxes can't increase very much. It kind of grandfathers you into that price that you're purchasing the home at and what the taxes are at that point in time. And then you get another $750 deduction roughly off of your property taxes as well. So it's kind of a win-win situation. And in order to qualify for that, you have to be closed by the end of the year. So there's always a push in December to close in December, which is another reason why January sales are off a little bit. Now, if you just miss it, you're just going to miss it for the year of 2022. And you can still file for homestead, but it will take effect in 2023 if you close in January or February or whatever. And if you have closed at any point in the year of 2021 or previously and you don't have that homestead exemption, you can do it today. You don't have to wait and do it in the future. Now I believe you can do it online and they can look it up and see that your deed and everything and that you are actually the owner of the property. And sometimes they want to see your driver's license to make sure that you are living in the home and that kind of stuff. But basically you can go ahead and apply for homestead at any time after you purchase a home. And I suggest that you do that. It's better to do it than forget about it. But if you do it and you haven't done it yet, you have up until the end of February. I believe the cutoff date is March 1st. So I would just say the end of February to actually get that done where you go ahead and apply for homestead. And if you need help with that, I mean, we're more than happy to help you with that. But if it is your own home, you should definitely take advantage of that. Because if the market increases, you're not going to have to pay the increased property taxes as if you were homestead versus not homestead. So it really makes a big difference that you'll want to do that. Okay, the next thing on our list is the survey fee. And this basically depends on how big your property is. A lot of times they're about $350 today, but we just recently sold a lot that was an acre, and that one was $700. And if it's bigger than that, then obviously the survey fee is going to be, you know, more expensive than that and that kind of thing too. But I think a survey is really important for a couple of reasons. And one of them is because you want to make sure that you know where the lot lines are. And so that's a really big thing to know. The second thing is if there's any kind of an easement. I sold a house one time that actually had a utility easement going underneath the house. That meant that if the electric company really wanted to, they could dig underneath the house and get to some of those electrical lines or something. And with that, so we were able to actually work, you know, talk to the electric company and get them to sign off on that easement and abandon it and that kind of stuff because they weren't using it. But if we hadn't had that survey, we wouldn't even know it existed or where to start or if we should see was a problem to go ahead and, to get towards the closing. So basically, a survey is important, and sometimes the old owner will have it and you don't have to necessarily buy a new one. But if they don't have it and it's not certified in a certain number of years, then you're going to have to get a new one for the bank if you're closing. So that's another fee that you need to know about. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, when it comes down to it, we've only gotten to a few items on here. I think I've got four or five of them is all that I've gotten to out of these 13 additional fees that you might want to know about when you go to close your home. And so basically, it's just something that, common sense, but just looks forward to. So again, if you'd like to get a free copy of this report, all you have to do is call 833-535-8081 and put in extension 1008. And one other big expense that I think is in here that you don't really think about, but obviously costs you money, is moving costs. And even if you're going to move everything yourself, if you've got friends that you're going to buy pizza for, which sometimes works and sometimes doesn't, or if you need to rent a truck or, there's any number of things. Maybe it's just boxes that you need to buy, but there are fees that are involved when you're moving. So that's just another one that's on here, and there's quite a few more that we didn't get to. So go ahead and order that free report if you'd like to get it. And then the next thing that we're coming to here is our house of the week. And the house of the week that we have is a pretty new listing that just went on the market on Thursday, getting lots of offers that are coming in and everything already on it. This is a house that's in Lake Gloria Preserve, and I don't know if you know where this is at, but it's really well located in regards to the proximity to a lot of things. It's right off of the 528, and right by the Florida Mall is really where it's at. It's a gated community right off of Sand Lake, and closer to Orange Avenue than Orange Blossom Trail, but it's a very nice gated community. And this home has had one owner. They've been a part-time liver in this house, meaning that they've only lived there about maybe 6 or 8 weeks a year is all that they've used it. And so it's in really good shape. And whenever anything was needing any kind of attention, they did it right away. And one of the big things that makes this house different than and this community different than a lot of other communities out there in Central Florida is that it actually has natural gas that is coming, to your home. And so it has gas appliances when it comes to the range and the hot water heater. And, it doesn't have a dryer, but you would have a gas dryer and everything, for the home. And I know there are so many people that move to Central Florida that say, "Oh, I wish that I had gas." And so that is definitely available in this home. The other thing that it has is it has a pool, and it's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath, 1-story home, and it's on a corner, so it's got lots of, nice area and that kind of stuff. Great neighborhood, close to, 528, 417, the airport, the Florida Mall, and not too far to get to downtown or anywhere that you want to go. It's a great neighborhood. And so, and that's listed at $399. So there are a lot of options and that kind of stuff. This is just one house that's out there of many of them that are available, but just wanted to make sure that everybody knew about it. And if you'd like to get more information on it, you just have to give us a call, and that's great. So if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. You can find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we will see you next week. Have a great one, everybody. Bye-bye.